Should you avoid buying an ebook reader for that special someone? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. On its homepage right now, Amazon.com is heavily promoting the Kindle electronic book reader as the ideal holiday season gift. Kindle, reads the page, the number one best-selling, number one most wished for, and number one most gifted product on Amazon. Give the gift of reading. Maybe you shouldn't do that just yet, says Computer World columnist Mike Elgin. The Kindle and other ebook readers, Elgin says, can make for lousy presents.
I personally love my Kindle. I'm on my second Kindle, and I read it every day and rely on it. It's wonderful for me, and that's the one I would pick. That's exactly why I wouldn't want somebody else choosing an ebook reader for me, because they might pick another one and not the one I want. But it's, you know, I think Kindles are great. The Sony Reader is fantastic. The Barnes & Noble Nook device is a wonderful ebook reader. These are great devices. They're not obsolete. They're just risky to give and problematic to give as gifts if you're going in cold and don't know exactly what somebody wants.
And so you've outlined a few reasons why you feel ebook readers make bad gifts for this holiday season. Let's look at a couple of those reasons. First of all, you say that it's a risky purchase because we're on the brink of a radical change in how people read ebooks. What do you mean by that?
Next year, we can look forward to a huge number of new types of devices. Dual screen ebook readers that are, you hold them and read them like a real book with two sides and you can flip the pages. Touch screen ebook readers. Now, the Barnes & Noble Nook has a touch screen, but it's not the surface that you read. It's below the surface you read. And this coming year, we'll see devices that you flip the pages with your finger like it's paper. We're going to see flexible screen devices coming out very soon. We're going to see tablet devices from all kinds of manufacturers, most specifically from Apple. Everybody expects, and I agree, that the Apple tablet will probably ship sometime in 2010, and it will probably be a fantastic ebook reader. An ebook reader is something you're likely to use for 3, 4, 5 years, and if you give it as a gift, you're essentially locking somebody into a technology right before it changes something really exciting and really inexpensive.
And another reason you're recommending against ebook readers right now is that they're not really discounted at all, like a lot of gadgets are at the moment.
This year is a gadget paradise for people giving gifts on anything that runs on a battery. Everything is wildly discounted. So, for example, the Kindle and the Barnes & Noble Nook, they're $259. The Sony readers run anywhere from $199 all the way up to $400 or something like that. They're pretty expensive, and they haven't really been discounted. Meanwhile, netbooks and cell phones and gaming systems and gadgets of every description are being slashed to unbelievably low prices. You can buy a netbook for $200. You can buy a full-size laptop for $300, $400, cheaper than the ebooks, which only do one thing. So it's really a great opportunity to buy other devices. And if you get somebody, you know, an ebook reader, you're going to be paying full price instead of going and taking advantage of very unusual discounted prices.
Mike Elgin is a columnist for Computer World. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.